the Gemara Shabbos on Daf Samach Dalet and continuing to Samach Hei has discussion about Maris Ayin. And the Gemara says that this is Machloikis, where the Koma Sha'asur Chacham Yisur Maris Ayin, Afilu Chadre Chadarim Asur, that eat that which they ask it even not only if it's public, but if you can give the wrong impression that you're doing an Isur, it's Asur even Bechadre Chadarim, even if it's done completely privately. In this halacha of Maris Ayin, there is a machloikis between the Ramor and the Shach. And the Shach in Yoredeya, Simon Pei Zayin, the Ramor says that the halacha of Maris Ayin applies only if the people, the wrong impression that you look like you're doing an Isur is only if you're dealing with an Isur D'oraisa, but an Isur D'rabbanan, there's no halach of Maris Ayin. So therefore, if a person is cooking meat in synthetic milk, let's say it's in almond milk, so according to the Ramor, that's Asur, because it's milk. But if it was poultry, it wouldn't be Maris Ayin. So therefore, if it's meat, the Ramor says you have to put out almonds or something to make people be aware that this is not Basur. But if it's only an Isur Rabbanan, you don't have to do it. And the Shach disagrees, and he quotes, the Gemara says, which we've had in Shabbos, that Holech Lechinga, if a person is going with his animal and has a bell on it, it's maybe a problem of Maris Ayin because it looks like he's going to the marketplace. That's the argues the Shach is only an Isur Rabbanan. It's only a Shash of Menka Chamemka on Shabbos. And you see, still there's a lot of Maris Ayin. So the Shach disagrees, and the Rav explained in this Machloikis that this may depend on what the nature of Maris Ayin is. If Maris Ayin is a kind of a Lifnei Iver, because that if somebody sees that you're doing this, he may think that that's Mutter, so you're being Machshul that other person. So if that's the reason, so then that halacha would apply, and that prohibition would apply also to Isur Drabonin. As the Midrash Chinuch points out, Maris Ayin, it's not worse if it's Isur Drabonin than being Masih a person at Eitz Avor, which is included in Maris Ayin. Giving a person bad advice is Maris Ayin. So it's an Isur Drabonin, it would also be forbidden. However, if the nature of the Isur Maris Ayin is because of v'yisim nekiyim, Hashem v'yisrael, as the Gemara says in Yuma, and Daf Lamed Ches, that a person always has to be careful about his reputation, and you're not, at the Rav, you say, you see your reputation is not your own, you can't just sully it, so people, not because they'll draw the wrong conclusion, they'll think that you're doing an Aveira, so you're not allowed for them to think that. So if that's the case, so then it would apply, then maybe that halacha was made only in an Isur D'oraisa and not in an Isur Drabonin. And in Isur Drabonin, they were more makel about that. But if it looks like you're violating an Isur D'oraisa, so Mishum Chashad, there's an Isur Maris Ayin. But there isn't a Loch Chashad on an Isur Drabonin. And that's what's Mashma for Rashi here on the Gemara and Samach Dalet, that Rashi says that the reason is because of Chashad. Rashi says, "Shlo yachshiduhu beisur kugon sirion v'kastavik v'ayin." The Gemara says, so that they shouldn't be choshed that you're doing an isur on Shabbos. So Rashi seems to say it's chashad. Other Rishonim seem to say that it may be because of Maris Ayin is a kind of a lifnei is a kind of a lifnei iver. The Rav said that another way to learn, interpret this machloikis would be that sometimes there are actually two halachas. One may be halachas Maris Ayin is because of chashad, and another reason may be because of that you shouldn't be mad to other people because of kind of a lifnei even. Because the Gemara says in Ksubas, in the Samach, that Tanya Nochem Ish Gamlia Omitzino Sha'ola Bokaskashim, Bimachim Biraglu, Bitzino Bishabis, Veino Choshish, My Tamis Saka Klacha Yadu, Bimachim Seder Lo Gozu Be Rabbonin. So the Toysis asks there that whatever Chazal asked, Komachshon, we pass in. But we pass Kamakum Shasu Chachom Bishumasai and Afil Bechadre Chadon also, even if it's done privately. So, what's the difference if he's doing it with Sinner? And so Toysis answers that they only asked Bechadre Chadon if it's an Issa Diraisa. For example, Agama that speaks about Shotchem Bechama. That he washed his laundry and but he didn't wash it on Shabbos. He's drying his laundry, putting it out to dry. People will think that he washed it on Shabbos, which is melacha d'oraisa. So that's forbidden to do. The ma'as not only shotcham b'chama, even it should be also even b'chadre chadarim. So if it's not k'neged ha'am, it would be permitted, because the halacha chadre chadarim is. Once they asked for that isur is per se asur, and so therefore the reason is because it were done publicly, it would be maris ayin. But even when it's done privately, the mice itself becomes a chefzah shel isur, and therefore they were goyzer even b'chadre chadorim. So Tois is saying that in the malacha d'oraisa, they made it that maisa per se is also, then it's also even b'chadre chadorim. But if it's an isa drabonon, so then that's only if it's public, and in fact there is a marasayin. But to say that became a chefza shel isa, that they didn't do it in isa drabonon, therefore would not be also if done privately b'chadre chadorim. This is also the answer that Nachlas Tzvi, who's a pisle tshuva, answers on the. On the Shach's Taina, what he quotes from Gemaris and our Gemara, but you see that even in Issa Drabonin, there's a loch of Maris Ayin, but he says that that's only if it's Befarhesia, but if it's Betzina, then there's no Maris Ayin, and that the Ramor, in his case, that he said that the loch of cooking poultry will be permitted, you wouldn't have to put out any. It's almonds to show that it's only almond milk, not real milk, because that's and he's talking about b'chadre chadorim. You're doing it in your house privately, but if it were public, then he would Nachlas Tzvi claims that even the Shach would agree. In terms of what the Rav said, I just wanted to add one thing, that the Gemara says in Beitza. And the Rambam paskins that you're not allowed to take a ladder in the shoot. The Rambam's in Perakei from Hilchus Yontif. Ein molichnes hasulam shel shovich mishovich l'shov b'shus haram shemiyomu l'sak en gago hu molicho. B'shus hayachid, but it's mutter. Afikli shemokum she'osur chomim b'nei maras ha'ayin afil b'chadrei chadon osur kan hitir b'nei simchus yontif. So the Rambam and the Rambam is masig on the Rambam there, but the Rambam says that you're not allowed to take a ladder. This is based on the Gemara Beitza. You're not allowed to take a ladder to your roof from one nest of doves to another. You're really looking to get the nest of doves. But if you're doing publicly, people will think that you're doing it. They don't know that you're doing for oichel nefesh. They think you're doing it to fix your roof. And it's, of course, forbidden to fix your roof on Yontif, and therefore, publicly, Bishus HaRabim would be awesome. However, B'chadre Chadom, the Rambam says it's mutter because of Simchas Yontif. So you see that the Issa is an Issa Yontif. It's not just a general, generic Issa of Marasayin. And therefore, that's why it's also B'chadre Chadom, because B'chadre Chadom becomes an Issa Yontif. Simchas Yontif is a matif, an Issa Yontif. But B'fahesia, Simchas Yontif is not a matter, because it's not just Nisa Yontif, it's you'll be either because of the reason of Chshad, or because the Maris Ayin will lead people to the mistaken impression that you're allowed to fix your roof on Yontif. But you see that the East becomes an Issa Proti, an Issa Yontif, and therefore, and that's why it's also B'chadre Chadorim, and the Rambam says that Simchas Yontif is a matter for that.